You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get some players. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If it's busy, hang up and call right back. Some people drop off. And if you're on hold, please be patient. We will be right back with you. Melissa is the first one through today. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're so good. It's been fine.
It's been an okay morning.
It was fine until about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. At 8:15, we stepped in a big pile of horse doo-doo.
The wheels fell off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll never know why, huh?
Melissa's like, I don't care.
Yeah. She's like, not my problem. What have you been doing this morning?
Oh, everything. Taking kids to school, doing the laundry, doing the animals.
Doing the animals?
Those poor animals.
Like what? Like cleaning out their barn?
Yes. I've got a duck and a chicken and cats and...
Oh, yeah. Dogs. We've talked to you before. You got all sorts of animals. We were quizzing
you. Wait a minute.
Yes.
How does one take care of ducks?
To me before.
What do you do to take care of ducks?
Fill up a little baby pool of water every day and make sure that she's got shavings and...
Feed him some quackers.
Yeah. They get everything. Fresh veggies and...
She didn't get it.
No, it's all right. It's all good. How many ducks do you have?
Well, I've only got the one left. I had two, but the male duck died, so...
Aww. Maybe you're apparently not taking that good a care of them.
He was old.
He was old,
It was just his
What's the lifespan on a duck?
I'm not quite sure.
They just drop out of nowhere, and you don't know. You're like, oh, my God.
Right?
So you had two ducks. Did you have a goose?
No.
No.
Get it? We're just entertaining ourselves here, Melissa. Don't worry about it. Don't mind us, Melissa. Don't mind us. Smoke them if you got them. We are just going to keep laughing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many animals in total, then?
Oh, let's see. One,
not counting
two,
your husband.
Three, four, five, six. Yeah. I got six.
Six animals.
Okay.
In a little two-bedroom apartment in Denver, right?
Yeah.
It's Melissa's menagerie. Right here on Mix 100.
Well, good for you, Melissa. Thank you for taking care of those animals.
I live on 2.5 acres, so...
Oh, thank God.
We've got plenty of room for all of them.
That's good.
You know, I happen to live on exactly 2.5 acres, but all I have is one indoor cat. I don't want to deal with ducks or chickens.
I've got two outdoor cats, so... Hmm.
Do you have your eye on another animal? What's your next animal on deck? Which one do you want next?
Llama?
Alpaca?
Oh, no. No.
A goat?
I want no more. Once they're all gone, they're gone.
No more. All right.
You ever eat any of those?
No.
The duck probably would have been fine. You just throw it in a crock pot and put a little sauce in there and circle of life, Melissa.
That's the saddest story, actually. I had an old baking pan, and I put it out into the coop so you could fill it with water and food for the ducks. And
wait a minute.
The male duck actually died in the pan.
In the pan.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
I know. I went out there, and he's in the pan.
Coop to oven.
The dude is saving you a step.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's the saddest thing.
Kind of, though, but...
Chicken.
Wait a minute.
I've got a chicken, though.
Wait a minute.
What happened
with
the chicken?
You don't find that to be horribly, like, insensitive to the animals that you throw a baking dish out there as if to say, oh, just another few more weeks.
You're up next.
This is where you're going to be.
No, because they enjoyed it, because then it wouldn't freeze up, and you know, it could always be filled.
That's fine. What happened with the chickens? Did you have a chicken story?
Oh, I have a chicken story. It's hilarious. She's still around, too. And her name is Barbara. The reason why is because she would always get on my grill and right where on the side of the grill where you can put your pan, you know. Mm-hmm.
The little burner, sure.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, the burner. She'd get up on that and lay her egg there.
Perfect.
Every day. she lay her egg on my grill. And I'm like, oh, she's ready for me to fry it up. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I misunderstood something. You said the reason she's called Barbara is because she did that. What's the connection between climbing up on the grill and naming her Barbara?
Because it's a barbecue.
A barbecue.
See? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You poor animals.
Animals. I'm feeling like you are slightly evil.
I don't know. It is.
Throwing the baking pan out there to the duck was, that's...
I feel like you would have the crock pot portion out there filled with water so the ducks could sit in the, you know, the pot from the crock pot.
Listen. Yeah.
Just waiting.
When you put out the plastic stuff, then it cracks and it breaks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you got to put something heavy that can hold the water.
A metal baking dish.
On it. Yeah, well.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right,
why
Melissa.
Why would water in a metal baking dish freeze?
Well, it does freeze, but not
as,
it doesn't break, though.
It doesn't get brittle.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Will you send us a photo of your menagerie?
Okay.
Okay. Get all the animals together.
Yeah, have them
take
pose.
A selfie.
Oh, no. You know, listen, that's what's funny, too, is my chicken will come into my garage,
mm-hmm.
and she will eat the cat's food, and the cat will be eating out of... I have separate bowls for each of them, and then my little dog will eat out here with her, too. So they've all got separate bowls, and they all line up, and they all eat together.
Why don't the...
Because I've got a Doberman that has to eat inside, because he attacks the others... Sure.
Why doesn't the cat attack the chickens?
Because they know that they're all family.
They like to share.
Really?
Sharing is caring.
You had a little talk with these beasts and you told them?
Yes, of course they talk to the animals.
You have to.
Don't kill your sister, even though she's a chicken, right?
Well, kind of. Just say they're family.
They're family.
They're family.
They all live together. That's fine.
All right, Melissa, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Okay.
For everybody who's on hold, if Melissa gets it, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Nobody hang up. We still want to talk. Besides, Melissa may or may not get it. We don't know. 10 seconds there, Duck Lady. Give us 5 sports from the Winter Olympics. 5 different sports in the Winter Olympics. Ready? And go.
Skiing, the luge, snowboarding, I don't know what else. Skating.
Bobsled.
Ice skating is one.
Bobsled,
yeah.
Probably, right?
Well,
and many more.
The skeleton, isn't that the one of them that's kind of like the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, Melissa...
Not enough.
You got like 3 or so. Don't ask me. I'm not good at scoring.
It was like 3,
today,
I think.
I know you didn't get 5.
You didn't.
I do know that.
You didn't.
So.
I thought I got 4 at least then.
Well, you still lost.
That's that still brings that, so.
Go feed your animals, Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nice talking to you
thank
again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Say hi to the duck for us, all right?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 That was interesting.
Different.
Joy, what'd you think of that that little chat?
Oh, man, it makes me want to have more animals.
Really?
Doesn't really?
It makes me want to have 0 animals. It's like a lot of work.
Yeah, it can be.
I can't believe she put the baking dish out there. Like, this is your future.
Might as well just set a bottle of barbecue sauce out there with it.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. How many animals do you have, Joy?
I only have 1.
1? What do you have?
I have a doggy.
Oh.
Well, of course. You live in Colorado.
Aww.
By law, you have to have
What's your doggy's name?
Her name is Scout.
Scout. That's a good name.
Like, in To Kill a Mockingbird, or named after something else?
Yes, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right. How about that?
Very good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a recycle driver.
All right.
Oh. Are you doing that right now as we speak?
Yep, I just pulled over.
That's smart.
Is it true that way too many people don't know what goes in recycling and they put all the wrong crap in there and then you guys got to sift it all out back at the plant?
Absolutely. Well, we don't have to sort it ourselves because my job is just to pick it up, although I will oftentimes like pick out stuff that shouldn't be there, but... And then we take it to the recycle center and
your company has to go through and do all of that once you get it back to the shed, right?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I take it to a different company, but yeah, I get your.
Rinse everything out? Are you supposed to rinse out the peanut butter containers and all that? I don't.
Absolutely.
I don't,
you do.
Joy.
Just put it in the dishwasher.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to throw it in as is.
Just put it
Does
in
it gum up the machines? I mean, what's the story behind all that?
What do you mean?
Like if I leave, a little bit of peanut butter left in the jug, or a little bit of yogurt in the yogurt container. It's not going to screw up the factory, is it?
It could screw up any recyclables that it touches. And, think about the guys who are purchasing the scrap, the plastic scrap. They want good material. They don't want your nasty peanut butter and yogurt.
Well, what if I've really scraped it out, but there's just, that like filmy peanut butter residue in there? That's not going to ruin...
It
the new water bottles.
It would take all of 12 seconds to take a little brush with water
I feel like I'm wasting water by doing that. Don't they just melt it all down? Don't they put it in a big machine that just melts the plastic?
They shred it up first. They do.
They shred it and melt it. So my peanut butter is going to be melted down. It's going to be fine. This is a scam.
It's also not that big of a deal to put it in your dishwasher.
It is, Joy.
I'm with Joy. I think you need to rinse that stuff out.
Okay, I'll start
doing
it.
You're being so selfish. Rinse it out.
I'm still recycling.
But it's not doing any good.
I'm calling BS.
Listen,
I feel
you're
like
you're
nasty, causing
you're
more
not actually
work.
Recycling.
No.
Yeah, you're causing
you're
more
not,
work.
If you don't fully rinse it out, you're not actually recycling. They're just going to chuck it into the landfill.
I don't like that at all.
Well, it's all on you, buddy. You won't
now
rinse it out, so you might as well just kill the earth.
I might as well just go out back and bury my peanut butter container in the garden.
You're an earth murderer.
They need a better way.
Clean it out.
They need a better way then.
Clean it out.
You need a better way.
Joy?
All right.
Ready, Joy?
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. 10 seconds. We need 5 different. This one's easy. So if she gets it, those of you who are still on hold, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you, but you better not screw this one up, Joy. 10 seconds.
Oh, boy.
5 things that are sharp. 5 things that are sharp. Ready and go.
Needle, glass, my mind, metal, and a tree branch.
Well,
just a knife would have been
razor.
A razor blade.
Sure,
a tree branch
in your mind.
The mind is a good one.
That's
I'm definitely
funny.
Giving her the point on
tree
that.
Tree branch can be sharp. That'll take an eye right out.
And what was the fourth one before tree branch?
Metal.
Metal can be sharp.
Absolutely.
Yes, I gotta say.
Winner. Big duck dinner. Good job, Joy.
You've got the prize today. If you will hold on, Josh will come back and he'll visit with you, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. See
Joy,
you later.
Thank you. Thank you for that work you do. We appreciate it.
Yep.
3 people are on hold, 1 hung up, but Lisa and Mary are still cool people. That's what I have to say. Lisa didn't hang up. Hi, Lisa.
Spoke too soon, didn't you?
It spoke too soon.
Lisa equals not cool.
Is not there. Okay.
Mary's cool.
Hello.
Hi, cool Mary.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing today?
Do you recycle, Mary?
I do.
Do you rinse out your peanut butter?
Well, we give it to our dog who like licks it all out. So, yeah.
That's a pro tip right there. That's really good, actually.
The dog can't get all of it.
Dogs have long tongues. What kind of dog?
Yeah. She's a mutt. She's an Australian Shepherd and Pit Bull mix.
Oh, so it's a big dog. She'd get in there. Get all that Skippy.
Well, she's like 25 pounds.
Yeah,
I don't think
be fine.
They get enough, though.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living so we can, like, tear apart your job?
I'm a therapist.
Yeah. What kind of therapist?
I work with youth primarily, but I see kind of everybody. I do a lot of, like, play therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, things like that.
All right, Dom, tear it apart.
I'm not gonna, when I said tear it apart, I didn't mean to demean it. I
mean
we
dissect
we
it.
Deconstruct it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean by tearing it apart. Not demeaning, but like getting inside.
Not
so
this
here's
time.
My first,
not this
here's,
time,
no.
at least.
Right. This time I'm not going to tear you down. I'm going to deconstruct. I have a question for you. How do you not take these issues home with you?
Sometimes I do. It kind of depends. I try to have a really good like balance of like when I'm here I'm 100% on, and when I like literally get in my car I'm done, like with the day is done.
Yeah, you got to probably put on some like fun music or something to kind of change your mindset and change your mood.
Well,
yeah, you would think, but I like crime podcasts, so
oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah, well I get that. I get that, really. You know, it's like we throw a switch with this show to a certain extent. I mean, we are who we are, but at the same time, we're able to throw a little bit of a switch. Like, I'm an introvert by nature, but I can do this show without any problem because I'm throwing a switch. So you think you kind of throw a switch when you're sitting down to talk with patients?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm also really introverted, but, like, when I have to talk to my patients, I'm, like, definitely more extroverted, having to, like, think through all their problems.
And yeah, you gotta
like,
turn it on.
How you can fix your life. Yeah.
Yeah, you have an on switch, and I think that's really good. Good for you. How much schooling did you have to do for that job?
I did a regular bachelor's degree in psychology, and then I got my master's in clinical social work for 2 years, so just 2 years of like graduate school.
That is the path that my stepdaughter is on. She's doing all of that. She's doing the bachelor's in psychology, and then she's getting the criminal therapy stuff, whatever will be her master's. She's doing the same path as you. So
cool. That's super cool.
Yeah, are you happy doing it? I mean, do you love your job?
I do. I really love my job. And I think I'm like very fortunate because I know a lot of people. It's a hard career right now. There's not a lot of support for it, but I really love it.
Yeah, she's about to start interning with, like, the state patrol or something like that. She's going to be doing some sort of interning with, like, a law enforcement agency or something. I find it all really fascinating. Yeah.
That's neat.
That's really cool.
Well, you know, we got a winner with Rattle Off, so we just wanted the chance to be able to visit with you. Thank you for holding on the line and chatting. We hope you have a terrific day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye, Mary.
I'm glad for people like that. Do you think Lisa ever came back?
Oh, we tried.
Hi, I am
here.
Hey,
where were you?
Well, I was so excited to say good morning that I forgot to undo the mute button. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're glad you're here now.
I didn't give up on you. I put you back on hold because I had a feeling you might come back.
I'm here.
Hooray.
But you know what? I have to be honest with you. I wasn't thinking that you'd put us on mute. I was thinking you had gone to pee or something.
Oh, no, I'm driving still, so, that will have to wait for later.
Where are you going?
Hold it.
Let me be nosy. Where are you going right now?
I'm going to work.
Which is?
I'm a nurse, and I work for one of the larger hospitals in the Denver area.
Well, thank you for doing that work.
Why don't you say which one?
Yeah, give them a shout.
Okay, Denver Health.
Never heard of it.
Good for you.
Never heard of it.
What's the grossest thing you've ever had to do?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I can say that on the radio.
We don't want to know. It's probably...
Wait, what can you say? Why can't you say it on the
radio? Probably things shoved in places that it shouldn't be, right?
No, that's all right.
Yes.
But you could tell us like, what it was.
100% of the time
You could say what it was.
What it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, goodness. Which one do I want to tell you? Yes or no? I mean, I'm getting conflicting.
Well,
I'm sure this
just Jeremy gets uncomfortable with things, whereas I will go almost anywhere. So hold on. Let Jeremy take off his headphones, plug his ears.
No, I want to hear. I have a lot of friends that are nurses and that are in the healthcare industry, and it's like every time you say, you know, what's the grossest thing, and it's like so-and-so had this in their butt, and it just... go ahead. I've heard
We're
it all.
We're all adults here.
I've heard it all.
What was it?
Okay. Well, it had to do with a banana.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say that it had to. It was not in the bottom.
Yeah.
It was in the other
area. All right. See? Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know. Enough of that.
Huh.
Right?
That's, I mean, that cringy but impressive.
Is there a name for that?
I don't.
Is there a term?
An official term? Not that I am aware of, but maybe we should come up with one and coin
the banana split. Just call it the banana split.
You know, in the movie Beverly Hills Cop, which some of you have seen, some of you not, Eddie Murphy is famous for saying, "I ain't falling for no banana in the tailpipe," and that's. This is not exactly that,
different.
But it's close. Banana in the tailpipe.
That's so cringy.
I know, so cringy, right? I mean,
and you have to see this stuff.
Not gonna eat bananas later today.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Did you think about this when you were raising your hand that, yes, I want to be a nurse? Did you think about that you're going to be seeing some foul things?
No, I really didn't. I was a ski instructor for a long time before.
So this is totally different.
This is totally different. I mean, yeah, it's different.
Was it male or female?
Female.
Female, because it was the other...
It was the other region.
It was the other part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy. Lisa, I'm going to draw him a diagram. I'll be
because
right
I've
back
heard
when
stories
he
about I've heard stories about men on that end with things in there. So
like I think there's, you
a
know,
banana?
No, but like double A batteries and things like that. Is it some of the stories I've heard?
That's impressive.
And I'm just curious, like, does that bounce back? I mean, does it go back to normal or
I think everyone's body is different, right?
Okay,
and,
sure.
Yes.
Because, right. I mean, if not, I mean, I could pee in like 3 seconds then.
The elasticity is going to be different for each person.
Sure.
Let's just say it's not good advice.
Just how
right,
long
Lisa?
Does it take to come back, you know?
I like Dom's answer. It's all different.
We're all different, aren't we?
Certain things that we should keep out of our body.
You're right. Right. You're just sitting on the couch with your remote control.
Or you could take the approach of, you know, don't knock it until you've tried it, right?
Yeah, so. You don't know. That'd be great.
That too, right? I mean, to each their own.
You know,
the three
different.
Of us might be the morons for never having tried some of this stuff.
Or one of us might be trying it and they're just not speaking up.
That's right. That's one of the three of us has done
a
this.
A friend of mine did this thing with AA batteries.
They got a real charge out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lisa, God bless you for doing what you do. Thanks for helping people out.
And I am so glad that you only had us muted and you didn't hang up because we love talking with you.
Thanks so much. I hope you have an amazing day.
All right,
well,
Lisa.
We already have just because of these conversations. So thank you. You have a great day, too, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Didn't you enjoy Rattle
Off
today?
I really, really did.